at iWorkForHim.com. This half hour of the iWorkForHim radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at NepsisCapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord.
But if God has more for you, you're 9 to 5.
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work for Him. Join the I Work for Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart and to the heart of the I Work for Him Nation in cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, thanks for tuning into I Work for Him this afternoon as we talk about forward women. But before we get to our guest today, just a couple of things. We'd love for you to engage with us here at I Work for Him. Talk to us, Martha, about how people can contact us on I Work for Him.
Well, Jim, there's so many ways people can stay in touch with us. We have our website, iworkforhim.com, and that's a great place, even now, to go there and learn about what we have as our campaign going on for the month of September, with our giving for Labor Day weekend and the whole month long. But iwork4him.com. Our social media links are there. We're on LinkedIn. We share our blog every week. There's so much that people can do there and learn how to connect. So there, and also our phone number, Jim, we have an I Work for Him listener line, which is 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. And we're pretty excited because all week long this week, as we are highlighting our special guests, we're giving away a copy of the Be Refreshed devotional by Diane Patterson and a bunch of the women at forwardwomen.org. So people can use that listener line in order to call in and get a copy. We'll give away one every day.
And absolutely. So call in the listener line, 866-713-9675, 866-713-9675. Work. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this will come as no shock to you, but there are more women in the workplace than men. Now, when I say that, I'm talking about being paid for what they do. Okay? Because there are tons of women, tons more women working at home, raising a family and managing a household. And believe me, that's work. So what I mean is 55% of the paid workforce is women. What we've noticed over the last 5.5 years of being on the air here on I Work for Him is that the majority of the workplace focused ministries are discipling men, but very few women. We want our audience to know where to go if you're a woman and if you're looking to be discipled on intentionally living out your faith at work. This week, we're going to be focusing all week long on this specific issue. Today's show was made possible through a strategic ministry partnership between I Work for Him and Forward Women. Forward Women is a ministry operating in 24 plus cities across the United States as well as internationally. Forward Women is specifically focused on connecting, leading, and supporting women in the workplace to reach their God-given potential. Check them out online at forwardwomen.org. Today from Forward Women, we have Pat Asp. Pat Asp, welcome to I Work for Him.
Thank you, Jim.
We're so excited to have you here. We always like to ask this question of every guest on I Work for Him. Pat, before we get started talking about Forward Women, and we are excited to talk about Forward Women, how did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
Jim, I was raised in a very faithful family. So the time I was a child, I came to know Jesus. And then as I matured, my relationship with Jesus matured as well.
So when you hear I Work for Him, what does that mean to you, Pat Asp?
For me, it's really all about working with purpose. And that's purpose with a capital P, working for Him. And I've always been called to serve. And I think I Work for Him really is that call, very strong into not so much our minds and hands, but into our hearts and souls.
Mm. So when you talk about calling, what do you believe the calling is on your life?
My call has always been to serve. And I've spent my whole life serving. And I was raised on a dairy farm in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
You're a youper.
I'm a youper.
That's great.
My father was an equal opportunity guy before it was the law. So I worked alongside my mom and dad, my brother and sister. Mm. And it was always really about serving our family, having responsibility mm-hmm. and commitment to them. And to do it in a way that was pleasing to the Lord.
Well, it's interesting because we had friends who were dairy farmers in Minnesota at one point. And so you do, it's really all about serving because, boy, the cows need you. They don't stop for anything, right? So
no,
you have to serve
farm.
Them. Yes, for sure. So how, how specifically are you playing out the calling of serving in your life today?
Well, from a very young age, I started to manage and lead others. And at the very core of leading others, for me, it's come with the recognition that all people are creating the image and likeness of God. Mm-hmm. And they have inherent value and worth. And my responsibility really was to discover and build on their God-given strengths. For them to become all that God intended them to become. And so from the very beginning of supervising and leading and managing, that really served as the premise for everything that I did in their lives.
So I'm curious, when you were managing people and trying to pull out their God-given abilities, did they know that that's what you were doing? Or was that something just within you? Or did you have conversations with them about that?
Frequently, it came to a point in our conversations where people asked me what my motivation was, what drove me, and to really make that investment in them. And for me, it was important that they understood my heart, mm-hmm. so that they understood that as their leader, that I felt it was my responsibility to give them everything I had so they could become all that they are and how they were built. And that was in recognizing their God-given talents.
Mm-hmm. It's very special to have a manager that has that kind of approach. So you had some very blessed people to be under you that you saw that as a goal in their life. Did they ever mm-hmm. thank you for that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sometimes it came after.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Like I said, I was just to tell them my job was to wash feet, and sometimes the washy wasn't so willing.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Oh, that's powerful.
You know, all week long, we're highlighting an organization that you know really well, Forward mm-hmm. Women. Tell our listeners about what Forward Women is all about. And before you do that, you can check out Forward Women online, forwardwomen.org, forwardwomen.org. So what is Forward Women all about, Pat?
Well, it's really all about women that are believers and some that aren't, that we allow them to find community. That are working in the workforce, that we find that so frequently there's no place for them in their church. You know, a lot of the events for women are held during the day mm-hmm. while they're at work, and they can't really participate and engage. Mm-hmm. Forward gives them the opportunity to join with a group of women that are real and passionate and faithful that are building community. And to have a place to go in many ways. Sometimes it's digitally. Sometimes it's at local groups. Sometimes it's through our mentoring program. And to connect and to be talking about relevant issues, not only as it relates to their career, but it may be in relation to their faith, their relationships as well.
So I was reading on the website for Forward Women, and that's the number 4wordwomen.com, and it says
.org.
I'm so sorry. .org. It says connecting, leading, and supporting women in the workplace to reach their God-given potential. That seems to really line up with what you said you felt your call was on your life. Is that how it spoke to you and you started to get connected with Forward Women?
Absolutely.
So
what go ahead.
Well, I just wondered how you first got involved with Forward.
Okay. Through a mutual friend that was on the board at Forward, and she had mentioned that so much of what I was doing with my life, and had spent 30 plus years in my career doing, that she felt that we were in significant alignment, not only in what we do, but in our very hearts.
Well, when we come back, Pat asks, really want to hear about that 30 plus years of your career and how did you spend it and how your faith was lived out there without an organization like Forward Women to back you up. You're listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back talking about Forward Women. Check them out online, forwardwomen.org. Don't go away.
Here's Rick Boggs, founder of Unconventional Business Network, with today's Integrity Moment.
Sometimes work can be lonely. Socializing can seem inappropriate or hard to navigate between sexes. A Harvard Business Review article reports that 81% of women feel excluded socially at work. This revelation can be discouraging, but then I'm reminded of the story in John 4. An ostracized Samaritan woman was at her workplace, a well, drawing water alone. In her feelings of isolation, she was met by Jesus. Instead of ignoring her, he offered conversation. John 4:9 says, "The Samaritan woman said to him, 'You are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?'" Who might you engage in conversation at work today? It could be the first step to reducing their feelings of social exclusion and possibly your own.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
Do you dream about getting away with your spouse and escaping for a few days? Do you just want a little time to reconnect and enjoy a little sunshine? It's not too early to start thinking about planning time away with your spouse next winter.
We want to invite you to join us on our annual Cruise Your Way to a Better Marriage, brought to you by I Work For Him. We will be setting sail from Tampa Bay to Cozumel on Royal Caribbean Brilliance of the Seas, February of 2019, leaving on Valentine's Day. How romantic can it get?
Our main sessions will focus on ways to strengthen your marriage and grow closer to each other and to God. Breakout sessions will be geared to diving a little deeper, exploring biblical principles for marriages and the workplace.
With plenty of downtime to eat, relax, and connect with each other and the 20 other married couples, what's not to be excited about? Details are online at iworkforhim.com event page.
Register online at iworkforhim.com and let your boss know you'll be out for a few days in February because you'll be cruising your way to a better marriage. See you on the boat. That's iworkforhim.com, iwork4him.com. Welcome back to I Work For Him as Martha and I talk about Forward Women. That's forwardwomen.org, forwardwomen.org. It's an organization specifically designed for women in the workplace, and we've got Pat Asp. She's on the show today talking about Forward Women and the impact on her life. But Martha, before we get back to Pat, why don't we talk about what we're doing this whole month of September for I Work For Him?
Well, Jim, we are really asking people to connect with us and help us to kick off the big launch for I Work For Him. And what we need is 367 people that want to partner with us at $100 a month for a 3-year commitment. And that is enough for us to get fully funded, to get into 5 markets, to be solidly placed in 5 markets across our country, to expand our podcast platform, to go out on other platforms on social media, and honestly, impact the workplace, because that's what it's all about, is really impacting each life that can impact each workplace that they are involved in. So we're just looking for partners to come alongside I Work For Him and make that commitment.
And if they go out to iworkforhim.com, they can click on the donate tab and find out more, right?
That's right.
All right. And talk about great organizations. One of the things we love to do on I Work For Him is to highlight organizations that can help you, our listeners, to be discipled intentionally on connecting your faith and your work. And one of the things we do is we scour the country looking for ministries specifically that touch the lives of working women. And Forward Women, we met Diane Patterson several years ago. She's been on the show a couple of times. She's got an organization. We decided to dedicate the entire week to Forward Women. Today we've got Pat Asp. She's a part of, you're one of the board of directors for Forward Women, right?
Correct.
So talk to us, Pat, before Forward Women was out there, because Forward Women, I'm going to get tongue-tied before the end of the show today, has been around for how many years?
They were founded in 2011.
Okay, so it's only been around 7 years. You said you had 30-plus years experience in industry. What was that experience like? What kind of jobs have you held?
I was truly blessed to be an executive with ServiceMaster Industries.
Awesome.
For 25 years. And our four objectives were to honor God in all we do, to help people develop, to pursue excellence, and to grow profitably. Mm. Our mission was to be an ever-expanding and vital market vehicle for use by God, to work in the lives of people as they serve and contribute to others. And during that time, and we were publicly traded, a $7 billion global company with over 5,000 locations. And so frequently we hear that you can't integrate faith and work. But I learned during that time that most definitely, as a leader, as an individual, that you can indeed integrate your faith and work. You do not have to bifurcate your life. Mm-hmm. And it was during that time that not only when you're going to do this, do you have to have the heart and the hands, but you also have to have the head.
Yes.
Because if you're not mindful about what you are doing, mm-hmm. and really are able to do it in a way that is not only heartfelt, but legal. You must have both. You cannot do one without the other. Because for executives in today's world and environment, we also have to follow the laws. Mm.
So you were really blessed to be cultivated as a leader in an organization that already was putting God at the forefront of it.
Most definitely.
But you got to see it on such a big scale that as you talk with people in any walk of life, you are able to say firsthand, it sounds like that it's very possible, it's very doable, as long as you know what you're doing. Is that true?
That is absolutely true, Martha. Mm.
So talk to us about Forward Women. So how does Forward Women support women like you who are executives, maybe women like you as you are rising through the ranks at ServiceMaster, maybe women like you when you're at the bottom and you're working your way up to the top at ServiceMaster? How does Forward Women support women of all rank and file?
Well, we do it in a number of ways, Jim. I think we try to meet the woman exactly where she's at. You know, we do that through digital, obviously, website, blogs, but also we have local groups throughout the nation where groups of women meet together, bringing their relevant current issues. Frequently, the answer lies within the group, where women that have spent more years in the workforce are able to help women that are just starting. So we have the local groups. Additionally, we have a mentor program where we pair women with other women based on their existing needs and what each woman needs based on their current situation. And that is a one-on-one program that's designed specifically with the goals of the individual, the mentee being met specifically where she's at.
So let's talk about that for a minute, because I think that for our listeners who are all over the country, there may not be a Forward Women group in their area, but the first thing I want to encourage people to do is go to forwardwomen.org and look for locations to see if there is a local group near them. But if not, the mentoring is a virtual process. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. It can be virtual or it can be in person, depending on where the individual's at.
So I know that I've hooked up a couple of women here in Tampa and said, listen, I know we don't have a group yet in Tampa, but we keep on talking about it. You know, somebody, the Lord's going to stir that up in their heart, I do believe. But they can, they don't have to wait for that process. They can be connected with a mentor virtually and start getting connected to Forward. Have you ever been a mentor or been involved in that process, Pat?
I've not done it at Forward, but I've done it throughout my whole career, and I still do it outside of Forward.
Sure. Awesome. So, and they go through, let's just talk to about it real quickly, because they, it's, there's just a couple times a year, right, where that's opened up so that it's a very strategically done. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that? They can find it, I'm sure, on the website, Forward.
They can find it on the website, and we have deadlines for each class of mentors, which is coming up at the end of the month.
Excellent.
So if someone is in need of a mentor, they should go on before the end of the month and sign up.
Okay.
Basically what is done, each mentee has a set of goals. And based on their goals, then they are matched with the mentor that can bring them the most value. They determine how frequently they would like to talk and go through that. The mentee is the one that for each time they are together, they develop an agenda so that their needs are being met, that it's relevant, that it's current. Hmm. And sometimes things happen that they just need to call their mentor.
Right.
Before the scheduled call.
We need that words of wisdom and urgency,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And then they work through their objectives on the on their 10-week program to meet their specific needs. And those needs change throughout that period, depending on if there's life events, personally, professionally, or spiritually.
So, you know, going back to your career and the fact that you've always kind of had a mentoring type of a personality, can you see women that you have worked with where this would have been a huge value to them in their local community had they had something like Forward Women?
Absolutely. There isn't another mentor program that kind of basically addresses the three legs of the stool of life, you know, professionally, personally, and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Many mentor programs will, you know, work on the professional element of our careers. But to really be able to talk about relationships and our faith, they don't exist.
Mm.
And as much as we'd like to say that we have these buckets, if you will, of our life, they all spill over into each other.
They sure do. They sure do.
So if it's not going well from a relationship perspective with our husband, with our kids, with our friends, with our family, it spills over into our work and to our profession. And the same thing, if we're spiritually empty and we're not being filled on a regular basis, many times we show up hollow, without purpose, without inspiration, to really...
And we got lots more coming back with Pat Asp. As she talks about Forward Women, don't go away. Forwardwomen.org. We'll be right back on I Work For Him. Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367. Hey, wait, don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he feels terribly for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as he faces a decades-old accusation of sexual assault. Mr. Trump says the judge is not a man that deserves this. Mr. Trump spoke Tuesday at a joint press conference with the president of Poland. Mr. Trump is also defending the nation's continuing trade deficits, arguing that he's only just started. Trump told reporters at a joint White House press conference that this is a process and that it takes a little time. Mr. Trump is also complaining that the U.S. has been ripped off by China, the European Union, and virtually every country that it does business with for far too long. It was a good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 184 points to 26,247. The NASDAQ rose by 63. The S&P advanced 15. Crude oil up 94 cents to close at $69.85 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
Leave the summertime cooking to the Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, just west of 295. Dine in, drive through, or use Uber Eats. The Original Kronos Gyros, shrimp, fish, oysters, wings, and more. The Original Tunis can cater any occasion. 317-9300. And talk with Z, the owner and founder. Ask him how your church or civic group can use the Original Tunis Restaurant for your next fundraiser. The Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, open 7 days a week. Come meet Z, the founder.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports, they got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports, your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Office Pride Commercial Office Cleaning Franchise. Own a different kind of commercial cleaning franchise. OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com. Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him, as Martha and I spend all week long talking about Four Word Women. It's an incredible ministry for women. Imagine that, fourwordwomen.org. We'd love for you to connect with them. You are our lady out there in the marketplace, in the workplace, and you'd like to be encouraged, you'd like to be mentored, you'd like to be discipled on how to connect your faith in your work, how to connect your faith to all of life, both personally, professionally, and spiritually. That's what Forward Women is all about. We have Pat Asp. She's on the line with us today promoting. She's from the board of directors of Forward Women. And Pat, you know, we got a lot of listeners that joined during the after the bottom of the half hour. You said during one of the last segments that you spent the first 25 years of your career as an executive within ServiceMaster. That's an incredible organization where we did an interview about, I think it was last year, highlighting the ministry of ServiceMaster and the book that its founder had written. And how was that experience? I mean, when you started at ServiceMaster, did you already know that your faith and your work could be hand in hand?
Yes.
You did.
I've been blessed. I spent time in Detroit, the inner city, at Mount Carmel Mercy Hospital, and which is a faith-based organization, one of the largest healthcare systems. And it was always part of who I was and what I did. And of course, in their case, it was a not-for-profit.
Right.
And so as I came into the for-profit world, once again, I was truly blessed to do that.
That's fabulous. So, you know, you were saying that Forward, one of the things that really sets it apart is it is a mentoring process where it helps people professionally, personally, and spiritually. And that's one of the reasons, Jim, that we're really highlighting it all week long, is that we haven't found any other national level organizations like Forward Women. And so we believe that God has a plan for it to explode and to be in more cities all across the country. But Pat, I want to hear from you. What is one of your favorite aspects of the Forward Women organization?
For me, it's community. When you bring a group of women together that are not only professionally successful in the workplace, but are also believers and their faith, it is like we've known each other for our whole lives. And where we can connect at a much deeper level, that it goes beyond the surface of who are you, what do you do, what's your title, you know, what are your goals. It gets beyond that. It gets beyond to say why we are doing what we do.
Right.
And to have that as a common purpose and a common foundation, to me, is very paramount to fast tracking our ability to connect and to build community.
So for you, is that connection happening in one of the local groups?
For me, I not only participate in the local group here in Nashville, which is a church-based group at Forest Hills Baptist Church, but obviously from a board perspective, we just are coming off, as you know, of having a C-level forum for Christian leaders.
Okay.
And if you would have been in the room with us to see globally, we had an executive for Rhonda from a bank there that's a CEO of the bank, of a micro loan bank. If you would have been in that room and saw the connection immediately and the willing to be authentic and real and passionate and faithful, it was amazing. It just blew my socks off. And of course, I'm coming off of that. Got home last night from Washington, D.C. But it's wonderful. It's absolutely, and you could just feel the Holy Spirit with us. It was amazing.
And really, that's one of the things that women really desire, is that authentic, deep relationship. But our culture doesn't really give us a whole lot of opportunities for that to happen, does it? Is that why Forward has such a place, such a role to play in our organizations?
Absolutely. To be able to be your authentic self, your total self, there aren't many places to do that. That, you know, if it's sometimes it's in the church, if they don't really have outreach to professional women, you can't bring that with you. And it's a large part of your day in life. And same thing when you're in your business community, there's not always an avenue to have an outlet to bring your your total self.
So let me just ask you some, I want to hear some specifics as we talk with Pat Asp. She's on the board of directors of Forward Women. As we spend all week long talking about forwardwomen.org, if you're a lady out there in the workplace and you'd like to get involved with an organization that will mentor and disciple you, absolutely look them up online, forwardwomen.org. And Martha, you wanted to highlight the book that we're giving away this week?
Well, I do. So people can call our listener line. We have this devotional that has been compiled by a lot of the women that are involved with Forward Women and Diane Pattison, who is the founder. It's called Be Refreshed, A Year of Devotions for Women in the Marketplace, in the Workplace. And Jim, this is a book that really fits a niche that there's not much out there for. Women that are seeking to get in the Word to be stronger in their relationship with the Lord and be encouraged and challenged with what they're doing on a daily basis. So they can call 866-713-9675. That's 866-713-WORK. And we will be giving a copy of that book away every day this week.
That's fantastic. Okay. So, Pat, one of the things I wanted to know is, let's talk specifics. You mentioned that Forward Women is up there to lift up women and to mentor and disciple them personally, spiritually, and professionally. Give us an idea of what some of the professional advice you might give to a woman who's a member of Forward Women.
Well, it could be professionally about growing their career. Something as basic as asking for the promotion, asking for a raise, a career train, going back to school. We may be going along that line professionally. Mm-hmm. Many times it's about building self-confidence.
And why is that?
So many women have not taken the time to identify what their true strengths are. And so as they go, and they're thinking about asking for a promotion, they're thinking about asking for a raise, they're reticent to do that. And so much of what we do as mentors is really help build the individual's self-confidence, recognizing and identifying what their strengths are, so they can go into that meeting prepared and armed with what they need to make the ask.
That's powerful. I love that. You know, one of the other things that we've learned over the last 5.5 years is a lot of women, actually we didn't learn this over the last 5.5 years, but we've had a lot of women share it right here on I Work For Him, is that women struggle with this Wonder Woman complex. Some may call it Superwoman complex, but either way, both superhero women, where they're trying to do everything. They're out there in the workplace. They're trying to be a successful whatever it is that they're doing, as well as they're managing a family, they're managing a marriage, they're trying to do it all and be soccer mom at the same time. How do you speak to women about those issues, Pat Asp, as they consider, how do I manage all this successfully?
Well, I think, you know, God built us and created us with the ability to choose. And so we can walk through the choices that we make as we go through how we spend our day, how we spend our time, what happens when we say no? And learning how to do that in a way that meets our life goals, not just our business goals or personal goals or professional goals or spiritual goals, right? Mm-hmm. So it's walking through a framework and a discipline to say, how am I going to make this decision? And what are the consequences of my answer to that question? And doing it in a very deliberate, doing it in a very disciplined way, because we don't want chaos in our lives. And we don't want to be so rigid either that we can't be spontaneous. But giving women the framework of their decision-making.
Hmm. Those are some great words, because I think there's a lot of women out there who just don't have anybody speaking that wise counsel into them. And so we need to seek it out. And so Forward Women is a place where people can do, women can do that. And so if you are interested, look it up, Forward Women, the number four, Word Women. They're for the Word, you know, the Bible, the Word of God, forwardwomen.org, and make an inquiry and check it out. Check out the mentoring, check out local groups. You can look to see if they're in your city. If not, I know if your heart is stirred that you want to bring this to your city, there is a whole process for that. And Forward will walk alongside a woman in order to get that done. So I just want to, we love what Forward Women does and want our listeners to hear about it and get connected if at all possible.
Pat asks, but here's my question for you. As you are involved in leadership of Forward Women, being on the board of directors, how has being involved in this ministry, forwardwomen.org, how has it impacted you personally, professionally, or spiritually?
It's just reignited everything that I've believed and learned through my whole life. My mom was a faithful, strong, fiercely independent gal. And she ignited and planted the seed in her youngest daughter. Mm-hmm. And it just reignites that fire and intensity in my belly to look at the next link in the chain, those women that are younger, that may have not have been blessed with having that in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just ignites that passion and intensity to build on what is there and how do we really reach more women.
All right, we're talking with Pat Ask from Forward Women. Check them out online, forwardwomen.org. This is an organization we want you to check out. Get it in your local city, forwardwomen.org. You're listening to I Work For Him. We'll be right back. Hey, wait, don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939 for your free CD. Call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
Jim and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate Now button and set up your recurring gift and be one of 367.
Welcome back to I Work For Him, as Martha and I are talking all week long about Forward Women. This is an organization specifically designed for you, our lady listeners, who are out there in the workforce and need a support system, need a place to go to get mentored and discipled, to be equipped professionally, personally, and spiritually for the things you face every day as a working woman. ForwardWomen.org. ForwardWomen.org. Martha, we've got something we're giving away this week.
We do, Jim. So all week long, we're giving away a copy of the Be Refreshed. It's a devotional by Diane Patterson and a bunch of the women at Forward Women. And it's a year of devotions for women in the workplace. And this is such a unique resource that we worked with a publisher to get this available. and want people to be able to call in to 866-713-9675 and enter to get a copy of that book. And Pat, I just wanted to ask you real quick how that this devotional has impacted you and how you've seen it on other people.
Well, I think it's absolutely wonderful because it's written by women, professional women for professional women.
Right.
So there's relevancy. And I've given it to all my nieces. We started the year at the same place, so we know that we are reading the same devotion every day.
That's great. And so you're feeding into that next generation, just like you said.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Pat, how do you spend your days? When you're not doing board of directors stuff for Forward Women, how do you spend your days today?
I'm a senior advisor with Compass Executives, and we're a group of C-level men and women that are passionate about helping others, small businesses, business owners, C-level executives within their company through executive coaching, mentoring, and also just projects and interim management, strategic planning.
How often do you get a chance to connect those ladies, C-level, C-suite people? How often do you get to connect them into Forward Women?
The opportunity, I had taken a 2-year kind of a sabbatical, so I'm just up and running right now again. I had taken care of my mother for a year and a half before she passed away.
That's quite a ministry.
Taking care of mom, for sure.
Absolutely.
So you were, with that in mind of what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, you said that you have a passion to figure out how to hardwire Christian values into company processes and systems so that they include the Christian values and that they're sustained. Wow, I had a hard time getting all that out. I don't know why, but why do you think that's so important, number one, in order to get the Christian values hardwired into a company?
Well, I think it's important because, you can't measure a value. And so people can say they believe, people can quote scripture and verse, and that, but that doesn't mean anything. As you're looking to lead in an inclusionary way, and also so that it can be sustainable. And I believe strongly, and I have a model, that we go through the core values of an organization and say, what do we expect to see evident when these values are being practiced in the workplace? Because you can measure a behavior. You can assess people based on those behaviors. You can promote. You can have promotional criteria based on those behaviors. And when you hire it and you hardwire it into your systems and processes, your position descriptions, your assessment criteria, your promotion criteria, then it can be sustained. But if you just talk about it and everybody has their own definition of what that means, it's not going to be sustainable.
Give a great example out there in the marketplace of somebody that's living and breathing it. Not ServiceMaster. We already know that when that was founded, they were doing it.
But ServiceMaster is a good example, Jim.
It is a good example, but you already gave that one. I want a different one.
When I was there, those four objectives I mentioned earlier were there. If you went to the website today, you would see no evidence of them.
Individual franchisees still have some of those four original, but just not from a corporate level. So give me a good example of some of a company that you've encountered out there in the marketplace that is living and breathing their Christ-centered core values, and they flow and they've infused the entire organization.
I think we can all look at the literature and see Cardone, Chick-fil-A, Hobby Lobby as evidence. But much of that comes from the C-suite. And my caution to all of those companies is it hardwired into your processes and systems? So after the family retires, mm-hmm. or if it changes ownership or leadership, mm-hmm. is it sustainable?
Right.
You know, Jim, we talk about that. Yeah, perpetuation all the time. And the fact that, you know, what's in your heart, that's what you're talking about, needs to be hardwired into the processes so that they stay a permanent part of the organization.
All right. So we're talking today with Pat Asp. She represents an organization called Forward Women. We'd like for you to check it out. If you're a lady out there in a workplace and you'd like to be mentored, discipled, encouraged professionally, spiritually, or personally, check them out online, forwardwomen.org, forwardwomen.org.
You know, Jim, I just wanted to point out some of the other resources that Forward Women has available to them. Pat mentioned that her local group meets in a church. There is a member insider newsletter. There are books. Diane Pattison has written Work, Love, Pray, as well as the Be Refreshed devotional. There is a weekly blog that I signed up for, Friday Faves, that you can read some of the highlights of articles that are from all over that are compiled together for women in the workplace. Mentoring Monday's radio show. They have an annual gala. There's just so much, as well as the mentoring that we'd already talked about earlier. So I just want people to understand this is not just if I'm not in Nashville, I'm not in Dallas, this isn't for me. No, there's so many resources that can start churning in people. They are in 24 cities across the country, and we're so excited about that and believe that God is going to expand it into even more. So really want people to check out forwardwomen.org to find more of those resources.
Pat, you look like you were bursting, trying to wait to say something when Martha was going through that.
She just loves hearing all that stuff that's going on with Forward.
Okay, so if you weren't bursting, let me ask you this question. Who is Forward Women perfect for? I mean, is there a certain age level that's perfect?
No, you know, we have entry-level professionals. We have people like me that are senior level or moved on to the next chapter where we're reaching back and helping others. Mm-hmm. So if you are a woman in need of community and connection, I believe Forward, you will find your tribe in the Forward Women.
So it's not age specific. It could be any age lady out there in the workplace. What about workplace? What part of the ladder can they be in? I mean, what if they're at the bottom of the ladder, they're just getting started, and they're just a part-time lady in the workplace? What if they're an at-home mom? Does it fit from the C-level all the way down to those moms working really hard at home?
It can. It can. What we find is most of our, it's all about working women and that, but what we've never said, you don't belong, you know? And I think the life issues, many times, will really reveal themselves, within the group. And it may be that you've chosen to leave the workplace as we know it, to be at home. But that doesn't mean that the professional desire and interest and need still exist.
Sure. So, Pat, if you were talking to our listeners who maybe have heard about Forward Women for the very first time today, what would you say to them their next step should be?
I think they should go to the website first, really look at what's available, what we're about, and what we have to offer. And then really focus in on really what meets you where you're at right now, be it the blog, be it local group. And if there isn't a local group and you desire that community, reach out to Forward so that you can talk to our leader of local groups. And it may be that you feel called to start a local group in your area.
That'd be fantastic. And if they go onto the website, they can find out all the information in order to be able to ask those questions, Pat.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Forwardwomen.org. Pat Asp from the board of directors from Forward Women. Thank you so much for being on I Work For Him today.
Thank you, Martha and Jim.
Thank you.
It's exciting. We're excited to be able to highlight the ministry. Make sure you check out. If you are a lady out there in your workplace, you'd like to be challenged professionally, personally, and spiritually, and be in a room full of women to encourage you each and every day, forwardwomen.org. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately,
I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
To ensure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are done properly and at a fair price, call Stewart Automotive Repair. This family-owned operation is an official Napa Auto Care Center with ASC-certified mechanics that have the know-how to diagnose and repair almost any foreign or domestic vehicle that comes their way. Stewart Automotive Repair. Great people. Great service. Located behind the Kangaroo Store at Beach and Hodges. Call 992-6868. Online at stewardautomotiverepair.com. That's stewardautomotiverepair.com.